Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, and also in the studio we have Mermaid Angela and Single Scott from singlescott.com. Now we got lots of stuff to cover this hour, including Dominica Dive Fest and Grenada. Have you ever wanted to go to Grenada? Hey, do you even know where Grenada is?
Wasn't there a war there?
I heard there was a few years ago.
That was actually perhaps one of the best wars ever fought during the Reagan administration, and it was made into a fine movie starring Clint Eastwood, Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak Ridge. Okay. Well, there you go.
Permission to speak freely, sir. I'm sorry, the delay's not long enough for me to speak freely.
Yes. but yeah, you got the Bianca C shipwreck there off Grenada that you can go do. I don't think it was from the war, though. That was like 40 years ago. But anyway, you'll hear all about that a little bit later on this hour. But first, we have Clay McCardle from Explore Ventures, our friends, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
And here's something I don't understand, and maybe Clay can straighten this out. Which movie does Clint Eastwood play Clay McCardle in? Which way is that Line of Fire?
Sure. I'm pretty sure he never did that.
Pale Rider? Nothing? No?
Old School? No?
He wasn't in Old School.
Oh, he wasn't? That was a different Clay McCardle.
No, that was a different Clint Eastwood.
Oh.
There's two?
Yeah.
Well, I was sorry, Clay. Let me just apologize up front, as we usually do when we have you on Scuba Radio. But welcome, just the same. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Just been traveling too much, getting a little wet here and there, and doing some new things.
So what he's trying to say is that instead of him coming on the next liveaboard, I'm going to go in his stead because he's traveling too much. You heard the complaint, right, Clay?
It really is a rough life he leads.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Well, hey, you know, the crosses I bear. And, you know, the sad thing is that, you know, we have two more coming up in August and September, and neither one of those, Bill probably will be able to go. And I'll have to step in his position. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
Well, we successfully scheduled those, didn't we?
We did. We timed them just perfectly so Bill would have a conflict and would not be able to go. First one coming up in August is going to be in the Bahamas out of Georgetown Exuma. That is happening August 8th through the 15th, and of course you can contact Explore Ventures for that. What can you tell us about that itinerary a little bit there, Clay?
Well, that's a great itinerary. That runs out of Great Exuma, goes out to Long Island, San Sal, Conception. We've been seeing hammerheads. The hammerheads are still at San Sal. The barrel sponges have been spawning. We saw a sargassum triggerfish the other day, which isn't all that common down in that neck of the woods. And plus all the regular guys, it's a great trip for 18 people and fun way to meet Greg, if that's been on your wish list for a long time. I really can't imagine that's the case, but
well,
you never know.
We have this new marketing line. Let's do it off Conception Island with Scuba Radio. Is it? No? Maybe not. Bill's looking at me like, how dare you?
How dare you indeed.
Well, isn't Dan going to have something to say about that, too? I think they've got some white sheets on that.
Yeah, you want to check that, I think.
Yeah, maybe. But they're not going to be on that trip. They're going to be on the September one, so we're safe.
Well, that's why the August trip is the testing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see if we survive that little adventure, then we'll move on to September. But no, that is a great itinerary, and those islands are very protected, so very pristine diving areas. And you said Now, the sargassum triggerfish, what's so special about that exactly? I'm not sure. Is that just a typical kind of triggerfish or what? Explain.
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
But I understand they're really rare.
Okay, I'll go with that. Sargassum. It's not just a triggerfish, it's a sargassum.
The Sargassum Sea, or the Sargasso Sea, is an area which is substantially to the east of the Bahamas, and so it's unusual for the triggerfish from that area to be finding their way as far into the Bahamas as these islands that we're going to be visiting.
Lies!
I don't know. It's nice to listen to somebody that can at least sound like he knows what he's
exactly
talking about.
He's just putting on that authoritative tone. And we're just buying a hook, line, and sinker. But I know them too well, so I'm not going. It sounds like you want to see those. But the main draw, really,
the main draw is you.
No, the hammerhead sharks.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that is really cool when you're cruising down underwater and you see a 10-foot hammerhead cruise by. Now, God forbid Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, would be on this trip, because I don't think Jimmy or myself would even have an arm, let alone the blood she drew when she just saw a Caribbean reef shark in the Turks and Caicos. But she's not going to be on that one. We're avoiding that scenario with her on that one. But so we're bringing some other crew members along for that little adventure. And once again, all you have to do is go to exploreadventures.com and book your space today for sure.
Now, Clay, are the hammerheads a year-round residence there in the Bahamas?
They're year round in that area, but they're most common to see usually from late winter, early spring, and they're still hanging around there this year in quite large numbers. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing we're doing for these weeks as well is the demo equipment we're bringing on board. Now we have Olympus cameras. We got Oceanic is giving us some dive gear for people to try out for the week, and if that weren't enough, we have Bonica HD underwater video cameras for people to demo. Now, these were a big hit on our Turks and Caicos boat, and here's the big announcement for everybody right now, is that the demo cameras have been shipped out early to the Bahamas, to the liveaboard there. So if you are on any of the trips now through, you know, August, you will have the opportunity to try out a new Bonica HD camera.
That is super cool. So not only
your hammerhead shark encounter.
Not only do you have the opportunity to try out one of these Bonica video cameras, right? That's the ones we're talking about. But you don't have to see Greg. So this is like the best of all possible worlds, because Greg is such a popular guy. When he comes onto these liveaboard boats with his armloads of giveaway stuff. And now you don't have to put up with him. So, Clay, is there really a better scenario?
I really can't imagine one.
Yeah, actually, there is. They're running some specials.
Oh, wow.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
You want to go over some of these, Clay? Do you have these in front of you, or should I?
You go for it.
All right. Well,
you're the professional radio dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it's his business, though. It's his company. He knows more than I. But no, yeah, $400 off July 4th and the 18th to the Southern Bahamas itinerary, or July 4th on the Turks and Caicos. What are you laughing
for? The word's itinerary.
Itinerary.
Yes. It's a long way to itinerary.
So July 4th, if you got some time off around July 4th, you can get $400 off, like a little airline credit kind of thing. And also, you're offering a special deal for dive shops that's going to be starting next week. Is that the deal, Clay, or what?
Yeah, we're going to be sending out a newsletter next week to all the dive shops in the country, offering them some cool stuff to get people on board some of the certain dates over the late summer and into the fall. So that'll be cool as well. And hopefully, I think that those Bonica cameras on the Bahamas boat will be a big hit.
Yeah, well, they were in the Turks and Caicos. I mean, people love that. These things are very easy to use, and it's just fun to experiment around, especially. Well, if you've never taken the opportunity to try to shoot your own underwater video before,
yeah,
it's fun to play. It just gives you something else to do underwater, and God knows you got plenty of things to take video of, especially when I'm not there. The hammerhead charge, you won't be abused by me swimming up.
You told me the other day that it's impossible to flood them. Do you just say that as a challenge to people, or how do you mean that?
No, they have a double layer of protection, and so it is. They're inside this hard housing. that allows you to take it, you know, very deep. But actually, the camera itself is surrounded by a silicone skin that you can actually take it just in the silicone skin down to like 10 feet. So if it were to leak, which when you have a leak on a video housing or even a camera housing, generally what happens is a little water gets in there. Very seldom does the entire thing leak solid and you fill it up and just gobs of water comes out. It's usually drips and things get into there and then that, you know, the moisture gets in there and ruins your camera. This two-layer system that they have with Vonica HD's HD cameras, they do. They kind of make it idiot-proof. So it's very user-friendly from that standpoint. You don't got to worry about, you know, ruining your expensive camera because of the way they've set up their little system.
And I must tell you, when Scuba Radio says something's idiot-proof, we know what we're talking about because we have some of the best idiots going.
Thank you.
You know, there's an amazing story. We had a guest on board the Bahamas boat about a year and a half ago who dropped about a $7,000 video camera over the wall in 4,000 feet of water.
Oh, wow. Boy.
And you know what? You know how that thing survived?
It was brought back up by a sea turtle.
Yep.
It really didn't. It was trashed.
Oh, okay. Darn shame.
So there's no happy ending.
No, but it's a good story. That'd be fun.
I
will say this, though, and if we can for just a second, and Greg, I know we spend a lot of time on the show talking about how much I want to go with you on these trips, and I know, but it's because I know how great it is to go live aboard diving, and anybody who's a diver, I literally cannot come up with a better way to spend your vacation dollars than to go on a live aboard dive trip, because you know anything else you do that's not a live aboard dive trip, you're going to be wasting time you could be in the water, and you're going to be wasting money, spending money on things which is not related to sleeping, eating, and diving, because that's all that your money should be spent on a dive vacation. And if you're on a liveaboard trip, that's all you do. You sleep, you eat, and you dive. And it is, in my opinion, the two greatest vacations I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm not going to say which one was greater, the one I went with my wife or the one I went without my wife, but one of them was the greatest dive vacation I've ever had in my entire life. And it's just live aboard diving, and it is, if you're a diver and you want to go on a vacation, a live aboard dive trip is the way to spend your money.
No doubt. And Explore Ventures does it right. Not only do they offer some of the best diving in the world on the destinations that they offer, whether it's the Galapagos, and they have some last-minute spaces here for 2009, which is very, very rare, by the way. They include booze. That's included in your... I don't know how you do that, Clay, but God bless you for it. You know what I'm saying?
That's because you don't get invited to the Galapagos trip.
Yeah.
We just cut Greg off. Kind of
yeah, well, exactly. They do stock up when they know I'm coming aboard, though.
Surprise.
Exactly. They learn. I mean, the Explore Adventure, they're very customer friendly. You will not go wrong. Call them up. Just go to exploreventures.com and book one of those Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises or just one of your own. You won't be sorry.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I think they may have a Crab Island off of one of those itineraries with Explore Ventures, that Bahamas trip. We definitely had, is it Crab Island, Scott? You haven't been on that itinerary.
No, right? I haven't been on that one.
Oh, hold on. There's an Explore Ventures itinerary that Scott has not been on?
It's hard to believe. He's been on 30-plus weeks with them, but it's all been, what, Saba and what?
Turks.
Saba and Turks. Is that it?
Yes.
Wow.
You've been 30 weeks on two itineraries.
Yes.
He's basically bought a timeshare on board one of the, you know.
Well,
on the
Bill and I were just talking during commercial break what a great value live aboard diving is.
Yeah.
So yeah. I went for it.
You see a good value and you take advantage of it.
You haven't been on the Quetzal Bank itinerary?
They don't have that one.
No, they don't.
No.
That's right.
I have
okay.
done that on another liveaboard, but not
yeah.
with...
Yeah, they have... well, they have two Bahamas itineraries,
right.
Turks and Caicos, Galapagos, And what am I forgetting?
Well, the Saba Martin Bart boat goes to the Bahamas 6 months, and then it goes to St. Martin, Saba,
right.
St. Kitts.
But they have like five or six different itineraries, something like that. And I think they're even talking about breaking them up and doing a few more different routes.
Nice.
Yeah, the one in September we mentioned, you know, that's wild dolphins. We're going to go diving with wild dolphins on that itinerary, as well as Jeff Myers from Divers Alert Network and all kinds of other goodies with the demos with Bonica, Olympus, and Oceanic Dive Equipment. So, you know, these are an exceptional value just when, even when we're not doing all this extra stuff when we come on board, as Scott can testify to.
Well, I did a month on that boat once, on the Saba boat.
He just did. You did they know about it, or were you? I mean, isn't after like 3 weeks you become crew?
I have crewed when they when a pinch, when they were looking at the bottom of a barrel. But
yeah.
I help out when I can. I know what's going on.
Yeah, no, I remember the first time we met Scott in Saba when I was on the boat in the live. I thought he was a crew member at first because he, you know, he had stayed over from the week before, and I just assumed he was there, you know, hanging around, you know, milling about doing crew things. And then I realized, oh, wait, he's a passenger. And then we started talking, and, you know.
One thing led to another.
I said, we have mermaids. He said, okay, I'm coming over.
Want to go to Fiji? You know.
Now, the other confusion that you had when you first met him was you thought he was a roofer. Because when you first told me about him, you said, I met this guy, shinglescott.com, and you thought he was a roofer, which is not it. It's singlescott.com.
That's a lie.
No, but it sounded good, didn't it?
No. Not really.
Or I had shingles.
Let's stick with the first story.
Okay.
Shinglescott.com.
Hey, just a quick little note for our friends in Florida that are diving.
That's friend in Florida. We have one friend in Florida.
Okay. Well, people that we know.
Yes.
Of.
Or who have heard of us.
Yeah. Marty Snyderman, world-class underwater photographer. Is doing a little photo seminar. I believe this week he's in, gosh, I want to say he's somewhere out like in Phoenix doing something like this. But next Saturday, which would be the 20th of June, he's going to be at a dive shop in Lakeland. And if you go to MartySnyderman.com, you can sign up for that and pick up some photo tips. He's doing a little photo seminar, and we wanted to give that an appropriate little plug accordingly. And you know, we didn't talk much about this other wreck that was recently sunk off of the east coast of Florida, because the Vandenberg got all the press coverage,
right,
while we're out in Hawaii.
Absolutely.
In Long Beach. The Miss Lourdes.
Miss Lourdes.
Miss Lourdes. A new artificial reef has been created off the coast of Boca Raton, Florida, down there in Jeff Tarode's backyard.
Yep.
He'd been working on this artificial reef for some time, the last couple of years. And this thing got sunk, and it's down there, and supposedly a really nice wreck dive off the east coast of Florida that people are going to want to check out. So now you got the Oriskany, you got the Lourdes. It's not nearly as big as the Spiegel Grove or the Vandenberg, another new wreck.
It is neat to dive a wreck dive.
And
it's just neat.
It's a drug boat.
Nice.
It was a drug boat that was confiscated after the government got a hold of it, and then they sold it to the city, and they sank it.
Do we have time for me to throw out a challenge question and to see what the panel thinks about something?
Uh-oh. Okay. What's the prize?
There's no prize.
Oh, darn.
Well, here, there's someone who I talk to frequently,
mm-hmm,
and they argue that the Vandenberg and the Miss Lourdes are not wreck dives because it's not a wreck. It's a sunken boat. It's an artificial reef. It is not a wreck dive. It is not a wrecked boat. It's just a sunk boat.
Is that like a blog? Semantics.
Web log.
Is this a rhetorical
web
question?
Web log. It's not rhetorical. It's a question that I'm asking for some advice on, some feedback on, but I'm turning all your mics off now and forget about it. We'll be back. We might talk about it later. We might not.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Well, as Bill has a tendency to want to correct my mistakes more than I would care for him to do, I guess. But it's the MV Lourdes.
Yeah, motor vessel.
Or MIV.
Yeah, it's the MIV.
Yeah, I said Miss Lourdes. It's MV Lourdes is the new wreck off of Boca Raton.
Right.
Which was a former drug-running vessel.
Yes.
That was confiscated and now sunk for your diving
nice.
Pleasure. Now, I don't. It's not a wreck. You're right. It's an artificial
but
reef.
But if I go and dive in it, in my log, that's a wreck dive. That's not a reef dive. I mean, that's a wreck dive. I'm diving a boat underwater. I'm diving a plane underwater. That motorcycle that's at a 40-fathom grotto, that's a wreck dive as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
the boat's a wreck now. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not coming back to the surface.
I would say not. Not with holes in it, it ain't.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I don't know. I mean...
It's different from, you know, working a wreck. You know, if I'm out there every day searching for Spanish doubloons.
Well, it had to be wrecked to be sunk.
Exactly.
You know, whether it was intentional or not, I mean, I guess it's still technically a wreck, though.
Exactly.
All
because
right?
You wouldn't say just because you scuttled the boat that you're not diving a wreck.
This is true. So, so you're basically agreeing with me. I am correct. What is my prize?
You've already gotten your prize.
You
just got back from Hawaii, you bastard.
Angela. Wait, Angela is my prize?
No, that's
you
not what I'm
Angela
saying.
You just gave Angela to me? That's just not right.
You got a week off.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you a week off.
You just went to Hawaii.
Yes, your prize is that you just went to Hawaii.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty good prize, but no, that was work. Those are the sacrifices I make to run this show day in and day out, or at least every Saturday between 3 and 5 Eastern time. What are you doing next week, Bill?
Running this damn show without you.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly, poly, fish, heads, fish, heads, fish, heads, lift them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing, happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
You know, do you feel guilty when you're eating fish now as a scuba diver? I think Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model on the Turks and Caicos boat, brought up the fact that after we saw some of the friendly groupers there on our Explorer Ventures liveaboard, that she swore up and down she would never eat grouper again, which is really easy to do. Or, I mean, not eat them, but
it's easy to swear that you're not going to until you see some of it on a plate on a nice bed of rice with some steamed vegetables and maybe a lemon butter sauce.
After you have one of those special encounters with one of those friendly groupers in the Turks and Caicos like Oscar or Loretta, or one of those friendly,
I tell you what, right now,
diver-friendly groupers.
A cow could save me from a burning building. I would have a hamburger for lunch to celebrate.
It's not the same. Cows don't relate.
Are you kidding me? Cows relate just as much as a stupid fish does.
These are friendly. There is a grouper off the coast.
Friendly, snaggle-toothed, ugly damn fish. That's what those grouper are.
No. And when you have a friendly grouper, my first encounter with a friendly grouper was off of Grand Cayman. It was off of the Verlinde. It was a wreck, of course.
Okay.
Or a Verde, I believe, wreck site off of Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
And there was a friendly grouper there. This is one of
the
my
Miss Verde
first
dives.
Yeah. And this grouper swam right up to me.
Yes.
And I was like, no way. And he's like looking right in my glass. I mean, it kind of startled me. And he's just looking at me, and I'm looking back. And I reach out, and I rubbed his tummy, and he kind of turned up on his side like, yeah, that's it. That's right there. Right there. Oh, yeah, Papa likes. And I'm like, this is too cool. This friggin' fish is just hanging out with me, and we're having a moment. And after that encounter, I never looked at grouper the same way again.
Did I ever
eat a grouper after that day?
Oh, yes, you did.
You know what? I bet it hasn't been more than three times, and it wasn't by choice. It was like I had grouper and I didn't know it was grouper.
Well,
until
only
after
three
I
times, then that's okay. It doesn't count.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know it was a grouper sandwich. Is what I'm saying. You know,
really?
I didn't.
You didn't see the bread? What?
I didn't know the fish was grouper and mahi.
What did you think it was?
Mahi mahi.
Okay.
Which is, those fish are stupid. I'll eat them any day of the week. Black and fish sandwich. Look out, baby. But you know, there's a grouper has a personality.
I could not agree less. There is no way that I could have less agreement with you than this. If a grouper came up to me and let me pet its stomach, I would lure it to the surface and throw it in the boat. That's what I would do.
You are mean.
I would fillet it while it was alive.
You are jealous because you've never had that special encounter with a friendly grouper. My friend, I am here to help.
I am
going to make that connection for you. You and a grouper.
That's good. I'm going to get a pen pal.
I'm going to take you to one of these trips. You're gonna have your little grouper experience, and you will not eat a grouper. Just like Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, you will not eat a grouper ever again after you having one of those experiences.
I have watched a cow stick his tongue into his own nose, and I will still eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
There's nothing that this grouper is going to do to make me think, you know what? I don't think he would be tasty. Not one single solitary thing.
Lies, I tell you. I'm going to make you eat them words.
You know what? I will let you make me eat those words.
With some tartar sauce?
You know what? Tartar sauce, I think, is a little strong. I think a lemon butter sauce is nice. Maybe a chutney.
Okay.
Nice chutney.
Hey, we're off to Grenada next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come down. Every time I want to get down, get down, get down.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. On the line are my friends from Aquanauts Grenada, Gerlind and Peter. Gerlind's on with me right now. How you doing, Gerlind?
Oh, I'm doing great. We have a great time here. Nice weather, really sunny, bright, warm, great visibility.
Now, explain exactly where you are, Gerlind, because a lot of people, you know, they hear the name Grenada, and surely I'm not in this group, but some people need some geographic references. So where exactly in the Caribbean is Grenada?
Well, Grenada is the last island of the island chain which builds the Grenadines. We are south of St. Lucia and St. Vincent, and north of Trinidad.
Okay, all right. So it's very tropical there pretty much year-round then, or what?
Absolutely. We have pretty much year-round temperature in the 90s. Water is about 84 to 87 all year-round. And we have, well, a few rain showers, but mostly nice and sunny and warm.
Yeah, so you don't even need a wetsuit if you choose to wear that, or even less, right?
That's right, yeah. We welcome naked divers, yeah?
Yes, you welcome naked divers. Well, God bless you. What about Grenada as far as the diving? I know we've had you guys on before. We're talking about the Bianca C, this ship that sank, 20 years ago thereabouts or something like that?
It's more than 40 years now.
40 years?
Yeah, 1961.
Okay.
It's one of the size of the Titanic ships, you know, the or the Andrea Doria, same size. And it's a nice warm water, not too deep, for recreational divers within reach. So it's great.
Yeah, it's just massive. So it's a great dive site to go explore there off Grenada. What else are you looking for on Grenada? Reefs, walls? Obviously, you have the Bianca C, a world-class wreck dive. But any particular critters to that locale that you may not see typically in other places, or what?
Well, absolutely. First of all, we are famed ourselves for the wreck capital of the Caribbean, because we not only have the Bianca C, we have 12 other wrecks in and around Grenada to dive at, and each of them is like artificial reefs, beautiful, overgrown, and attracts a lot of marine life. Then we also have a couple of really nice deeper and shallow reefs and coral gardens. And in terms of critters, you can see anything you want here, from pipefish to nudibranch to frogfish and seahorse, whatever your heart feels like.
And if that weren't enough, you also offer all kinds of specials and great accommodations on the island for all the divers as well, right?
That's right, yeah. And with our only diver-dedicated hotel here in Grenada, the True Blue Bay Resort, we have a summer special where the seventh night is free. Yeah, it's one free night and one free dive day with a week's diving.
By 6 days or something, you get one free kind of thing.
That's right, yeah.
All
right.
Yeah,
and we have a nonstop flight from Miami, so it's very convenient and easy to get here.
It's a nonstop flight straight into Grenada.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so you can book this now. Just go to AquanoxGrenada.com. Now, if that weren't enough with these specials that they're offering to our Scuba Radio listeners, you have some major stuff going on if you want to kind of delve into the rebreather world, correct?
That is right, and I give you to our rebreather expert, which is Peter.
All right, Peter, let's talk about rebreathers. Now, these are silent diving systems, SDS systems that you guys are using down there in Grenada or at Aquanauts, or what?
Yes, Greg, you got it right to the point, you know, and Mike Fowler will be coming down on the 28th of June for a week to run the first course, and we have actually one spot left. So one brave guy, you know, who's ready to dive without bubbles, you know, there's one space left for you.
Excellent. Now, what does the course entail exactly? Does that take a week for somebody to get certified on a rebreather, or is it a couple days, or what?
Yes, yeah, it's a 5-day course where you basically, you know, it's a bit of technical stuff involved in this. You should be like advanced nitrox and decompression procedures certified in order to do that. I mean, we can do those courses as well up front, and then you get your first closed circuit rebreather certificate.
And as far as the 5-day course, I would imagine there what a couple days of class or like a half a day of class, and then you're in the water kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a nice mix. You know, you're not having like, you know, you're sitting endless hours in the classroom. You know, I mean, you have to learn the units in and out, so you know what you're doing. Some classroom work. You get a first startup in a swimming pool. You know, like your open water diver to get a feel for it, and from then on, it's open water diving where you go, you know, a step deeper every time. And, you know, learning by doing.
When you're doing the rebreathers, are you also working with depth as well as bottom time with those systems? Or is it pretty much just how to use a rebreather to maximize bottom time and have no bubbles?
Yeah, I mean, with the rebreather, I mean, first of all, you can really, once you go into the trimix, you can extend your depth to at around 300 feet. You know, but that entails more training and exercising with it. And otherwise, like within the recreational limits, once you have the experience, your diving, maximum diving depth will be around 150 feet.
Okay. Well, so the main thing for this course is just to get it to recreational limits or a little bit beyond, and then go do dives like on the Bianca Sea and just enjoy the fact you have no bubbles, can get closer to the critters for photos and video, and just experience a whole new way of diving, correct?
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I'm really looking forward to, you know, all these wildlife encounters that we have, like is it eagle rays, manta rays, reef sharks in the wild if they are not fed, they're all scared of bubbles. They just don't like them.
You know, we just got back from Hawaii, and one of the things we were seeing was dolphins, and everybody wants to go scuba diving with dolphins, but dolphins in particular are really afraid of bubbles, and if you go on a dolphin experience, you have to snorkel, because I guess blowing bubbles in the dolphin world is a sign of aggression, so what they told me, and therefore, you can't get close to the dolphins, but on a rebreather, maybe you'd have a much better shot, I'm guessing, huh?
Yes, exactly. That's it. That's experience. I mean, I've been in the Galapagos, you know, and I tell you what, if you want to scare a 12-foot hammerhead shark, you just blow some bubbles, and he's going to run. They don't like to see you because you're making that noise and everything.
Yeah, you're just looking too strange underwater, yeah, because most of the critters don't blow bubbles. So
that's why we want to take the next level.
Absolutely. It's truly a cool experience just to breathe with no bubbles. Trust me, I have had that experience. And one of these days, I'm going to come down there and do this with you, Peter.
Oh,
count on it, okay?
Next time when you come down to Grenada, you're not coming to blow bubbles. You're coming to not blow them.
Yeah, well, at least not from my regulator. There could be bubbles coming out of different areas, but that's a whole different certification.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. AquanautsGrenada.com. Go there, get all the information, hook up with Peter and Galen, and take advantage of those specials and sign up for those rebreather training sessions there at this destination as well. All right, Peter, take care. We'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Yes, wonderful. Okay, hello to the world diving community.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Well, this is almost the end of today's radio extravaganza. Greg the Dive Master, I'm getting ready to sign over the, hand the reins over to Bill, the producer, for next Saturday. I'm actually going on vacation.
You're not going to get your security deposit back, you know.
I just went to Turks and Caicos, Long Beach, California, Hawaii, and I need a break. I'm just burning the candles.
I hate you so good.
Candle at both ends there. So Bill has stepped up to the plate. He is going to take the reins next week for the big show. Scott,
can we please throw a couple more analogies in there? I'm going to step up to the plate. I'm going to toe the line. I'm going to
hoist
that rail.
Take the giant stride off the radio vessel or something. I don't know. He's going to see what happens. He's going to throw something to the wall and see what sticks.
There we are.
Pick up a mermaid and...
And
I'm waiting for you to finish that out, Angela.
Okay.
I have to leave certain things to the imagination, evidently.
But keep in mind, it's going to have to rhyme with sticks. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's going to need to rhyme with sticks.
Let's not go there.
You thought Manta Love was rough. Wait Woo-hoo! Till you get a hold of Bill, the producer.
Woo, wow. Buddy.
I don't know.
Or vice versa.
So
moving right along.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and Pete from Scuba Board. Going to hang
Absolutely.
Out next week. He just got back from Bonterre Mines.
One of the big things we'll be talking about next week with Pete is which of his appendages is broken now.
Yes.
Did he break something else?
Every time I see him, he's somehow carting himself around.
They know him as NetDoc on ScubaBoard.com. We know him as Gimpy. but he's going to be, he just got back from Bonterre Mines, a very popular dive site out there in the Midwest someplace.
Yes, we'll be doing all that extensive research for which you have come to know and love, Scuba
yes,
Radio.
I it's somewhere out there, past Chicago.
We think it's in the central time zone.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not positive, but it's a mine that flooded out.
It's not a mine, it's a tomb. I'll explain that reference next week.
Okay. But he was raving about it this week. He says, I want to talk about it, Greg, I want to talk about it. Well, come in. Yeah, Bill needs some help next week, so he's going to help you out. What are you laughing at, Angela?
Why did you say you need some help?
Well, I mean, this show's not as much fun to do by yourself in this closet, I'm
That's
telling you.
True.
Well, yeah. What is?
You do need some help.
Angela, will you help him out of the closet?
All right. Time to come out of the closet.
Hello! All right, well, that'll do it. I'm off on vacation for a week. Till a couple weeks from now and next week. Bill.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with or without you, Greg.
Okay. Remember, it's always better, Angela.
Down where it's wetter.
Good job, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.